Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Let's eat some brunch in Vienna Square.
On to
Hey, Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
I'm Stu.
I'm Mike. And I'm on the hot mic.
I love when Charlie says, Mike's hot. No, he doesn't say that.
No.
Not like that. Not that way. But
no, he says,
you're just always Mike's hunting hot for a compliment.
But welcome to the Sip and Chew Show. It is a beautiful Sunday morning, as it was yesterday.
Clear skies, unlimited
visibility. It was a little cold yesterday, but.
No, it wasn't.
It
is not cold until it is 32 degrees or below.
It's coming.
That's cold.
It's coming.
Cool. Cool. It was very cool.
It was a cool day yesterday.
I wasn't even wearing a jacket. I was wearing a t-shirt. That's not cold.
I bet you were
cold.
In long pants.
You're different than I am.
Yeah. In fact, I had this flannel shirt on over my t-shirt. Heather took a jacket and then left the jacket in the truck. And rather than go back, I just, well, this isn't that bad. And I gave her my shirt. Wow. And she was fine. And
you gave her the shirt off your back.
Yeah, of course I did.
Look at that guy. Look at that, Charlie.
I know. I'm impressed.
Gave her the shirt off his back. That's the kind of guy he is.
I'd say within an hour and a half of being there, she had it tied around her waist.
It did. It got gorgeous yesterday. Yeah. Where did we go yesterday?
We went to Bienville Square in Mobile, Alabama. It's on Dolphin Street, for those of you who
between Dolphins
haven't ever noticed the park there. And we went to Brunch Fest.
Big old brunch fest.
Courtesy of our friends at Hall Sausage.
Yes. Thank you, Deborah.
Yes,
Deborah,
thank you very much.
And did they feed you, or were you representing them?
Oh, we just went around and ate.
She had some free passes and extra passes, so she gave them to us, and we went and ate at all the booths.
Pays to know somebody, don't it?
Yeah.
You know, I noticed the longest
sometimes
line.
Sometimes you get paid for knowing somebody.
The longest line was at the Mimosas and Bloody Mary.
Well, yeah. Yeah, so that's why we ended up at Squid Ink.
Yeah.
It was quicker to walk down to Squid Ink than it was to stand in line.
It sure was. But it was a fun event.
The second longest line was that waffle station. And I saw people stand in line. We stood in line for maybe 10 minutes.
Who put that on, Stu?
I don't recall.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't out Waffle
We never
House.
Got close to the front of the line. We were in line for about 10 minutes, and no one ever got out of line. Unless they got fed up.
Well, they were having issues with electricity.
Yeah, and it wasn't the fault of the folks there. And Deborah told us that the electricity just went out on people, and they were having to do makeshift stuff.
Especially the waffle tent.
Yeah, because there's not a propane-fueled waffle maker out there. The other people could get a little portable propane cooktop and keep on rolling.
Yeah.
But, it was the Bay Area Brunch Fest at Bienville Square. Man, it was good, and it was presented by Lifelines Counseling Services.
And they do an outstanding job with all the services they provide.
And this is one of the newer festivals in town. This is, what, third year, I believe.
Third year, yeah.
Yeah. And we've had them on the show a couple of times in the last couple of years. When I was at Bella Sarah, they invited us out, but it's a Saturday, and we're a wedding venue, so.
Bob's didn't bring their brunch menu down there?
They
did. Well, he did. He did corned beef hash.
Yeah.
Oh,
he bought a big flat grill. I'm going to go to Academy and look at some grills today.
Yeah, those are really good grills.
Big old long flat grill, and then he rolled it. He pushed it all the way back to the restaurant.
Yeah, I saw him rolling it back. I'm like, man, you need some help? No, I got it.
It's got little wheels on it.
It's only two blocks.
Yeah. It's got little wheels.
With a bunch of sidewalks and curbs and patches.
We got all those curbs.
We saw Tony Sawyer, owner of Bob's Downtown Diner, another one of our wonderful sponsors.
And he was right next to Deborah, one of our wonderful
Hall Sauce.
But he didn't bring his bottomless mimosas that's part of his Sunday brunch.
No. You had to go to the restaurant for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. and get you a Bailey's breakfast.
So you could head on down there right now if you wanted to carry your portable radio with you, so you can stay tuned.
Well, hey, these newfangled telephones that people carry around now have radios on them.
Hey, let me tell you about that. I have tried the TuneIn Radio app first time on my phone. We're in Hattiesburg watching Southern Miss Humble UAB 37-2.
Sorry, Heather.
And the two was because our offense let them get a safety. Our defense was flawless. And but I'm listening to the Alabama game in my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah. Isn't technology amazing today?
Anywhere that you've got a cell signal, that apparently I had FM Talk 106.5 in, but Auburn didn't play, so I didn't bother.
Yeah,
yeah, but you could catch the show on the TuneIn.
That's right.
App radio.
Carry it with you.
We have people that listen to us in South Africa. Believe it or not,
South Africa, Georgia.
No.
South Africa.
Now, there's a South Africa, Mississippi somewhere. I'm sure.
Lake Cape Town.
I have a friend who's a contractor, and he's working over there, and he's listening
to us. I wish they'd call in and tell us where they eat.
Well, it's probably midnight. He's at Waffle House.
No, Waffle House.
Okay, Gazelle House.
Probably would be mid-afternoon.
Charlie knows what time it is in South Africa.
Mid-afternoon. Well, that's all those years in ham radio.
So, Charlie, you know, we tried. I guess we tried to make it to every tent. I got there a little ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
But
you do look a little stouter than
Well, you live 5 minutes away. I live on the Mississippi state line.
I know. But I had a hard time choosing my favorite brunch. But I got to tell you, the Battle House.
Battle House and Serial Killer.
Now, the Serial Killer as well.
Are
friends of ours.
I have never been able to say this word, but it's
Chalupe?
It's a breakfast where they simmer tortillas in a tomato sauce, an adobo sauce, and let them get soft. But they turn it on its end, and they put the sauce on top of crunchy chips and make it a nacho, and then slap that fried egg on top of it. Man, it was good.
I was going to say, that really sounds
Yeah, it is. It's a modern spin on a very traditional Mexican breakfast that I just love the sauce. And those guys at Serial Killer do a bang-up job. And, yeah, we talked with John, the executive chef or executive sous chef for the Battle House. They got a lot of changes going on in the Battle House right now.
Yeah.
Be done here in a few weeks. So we're going to have John on or somebody else from the Battle House.
In the restaurant.
Talk
area.
About it. And so I'm trying, you know, Mike and Heather are sitting there and they're chatting away. And I'm talking to John and he's letting me know all the changes that are coming to the trellis room and turning it into this very elegant Italian restaurant, which is something we don't have anymore.
I heard all that.
Yeah. And and I'm sitting here trying to soak it in and go, yeah, that's I'm going to surprise Heather, and that's where New Year's Eve is going to be. Mm-hmm. And then out of the corner of her ear, she hears, yeah, so if you dine with us on New Year's Eve, you get to stay in the hotel for free. And her ears pop up. She goes, that's where we're going for New Year's. So the surprise is gone, but we're on the same page.
Surprise, folks. Now everybody's going to be
and
done.
You know, we have two hotels downtown. Well, I guess three if you throw in the Riverview.
Several of them.
That have phenomenal restaurants in them.
Right.
But we don't talk about them as much because the way the whole hotel restaurant thing goes no one requires that. Mm-hmm. Has ever required that you stay at a hotel to eat the restaurant. They want the money.
Right.
People who live there don't think about going to a hotel to eat.
Used to.
Right. And that is a thing from a bygone era.
Well,
where
there weren't as many restaurants, maybe.
They don't do brunch at the Riverview, what's the Riverview? But they used to, and people used to pile in for brunch at the Riverview. But they were like the only thing doing it at the time. Mm-hmm. Now, people used to go eat at the Admiral's Corner or Admiral Sims all the time in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because they used to sell them wine a long time ago, and they had a good lunch. They had a great wine list. They had great menu. Oh, my God.
And, you know, and I've watched what's gone on at the Admiral Sims, the Admiral now.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be periods where I'd go by and I'd look at the menu and go, all right, that's a good menu. Mm-hmm. And then I'd go back other times and you'd look at the menu. And if you didn't know you were in Mobile, Alabama, you would never know it from looking at the menu. Filet mignon. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got filet mignon. Applebee's will have that for Valentine's Day. Lobster. No Gulf seafood at all. Then they brought in our buddy Kevin Brooks. He turned that around, got it more local-centric. Now, I haven't looked lately. I don't know who the chef is there now. But, I mean, I'd go by for a while, and it's a good menu. I'd go back by 2 years later, and you could have been at any hotel anywhere in the world. If you didn't look out the window, you would not know you were in America, wouldn't have known you were in the Gulf South. So,
is that good or bad?
That's bad. Your menu should reflect your local ingredients, not shipping stuff in from all over the country.
Yeah, exactly.
If they want food from Shanghai, let them go to Shanghai.
Right. And that's more of that corporate thing, and let's have everybody the same one. We got to go to a break with Irish Club.
Say Callahan.
There you go.
Irish Social Club. Text line.
There
you can textify us there.
343-0106.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Duncan from Food Network Star and Marty Knows Parties.com. And you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Marty Duncan.
I don't know how she does it. She just goes and goes and goes and goes.
And she gets up so early in the morning to come down here and say that.
Yeah. Thank you, Marty.
Yeah, and Marty, y'all didn't know, Marty is the master of ceremonies for the Oyster Fest every year, and mm-hmm. she is instrumental in how it has grown from a nice little cook-off to one of the biggest food events on the Gulf Coast now. It's huge.
Oh, it is.
When you look, we had Aaron Sanchez from MasterChef and Michael Simon, Iron Chef, mm-hmm. this year, along with another bunch of cast of characters that have been there for years, Michelle Ragusas and Linky Moray, and my buddy Ippy came over from Hawaii a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Oahu. Yeah. No, Hawaii.
And, big. Actually, he's Hawaii, the Big Island. And, man, Ippy's a cool dude. Ippy was the
one. He comes every year.
Did he make it this year?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I really don't.
Yeah, but Linky's been a couple of times, and just some really top-notch chefs at that event, and mm-hmm. I've made it once, and then when it really started getting geared up, I decided I was going to spend a couple of years in the hospital.
And yeah, then, what timing?
Yeah, yeah.
What timing? You?
And then I...
incidentally, our buddies at Bob's Downtown Diner. Yeah. They won People's Choice yesterday.
There you go.
All right.
People's Choice yesterday.
That explains why good food and reasonable prices is a winning combination.
It is that, Charlie. It is that. I couldn't have said it any better.
It's almost he has a script.
Charlie's all garbed out today.
Oh, naturally. 37-2
He's got his
pasting of UAB.
I will tell you, though, man, I love a lobster. I would like, well, you said it was 37-2?
Mm-hmm.
37-2 sounds more demeaning than 37-0. 37-3. Those scores to me where you get either a field goal or they go snap to the punter and let him step out of the back of the end zone so they get something. That's how I feel about that. I'd rather be completely blank than have two or three.
Well, our defense kept them scoreless. It was the offense that let them score that safety.
Well, if you remember, Auburn won a game against Mississippi State in the Tuberville area 3-2, and Auburn's offense scored all 5 points.
Yeah.
Now, what's funny, because I played center, and I remember the play. The safety was because Auburn's center got called for holding in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the play, no one on Auburn's offensive line is holding, but the nose guard that the center's going against has the center by the face mask the entire time. So we got and so the joke was, oh, I see the hold now. We got called for holding his hand with our face mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a terrible game.
Well, I had two complaints yesterday at Southern Mississippi, and Golden Eagle fans, bear with me. I am an actual alumnus, alumnus. That's singular. Mm-hmm. One, we made the mistake because I told my friends, I said, look, it's been a couple of years since we ate in the student center. Let's go there. It was a bad decision. The IHOP across Hardy Street would have been a lot better.
Chesterfield.
And that's not saying much, believe me. But I don't know what was going on, but they just had some nasty-looking pizza and some kind of chicken, and then breakfast at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's because it's for college kids. That's when they get up on Saturdays.
Well, you know.
And if you were getting up before 2 o'clock on Saturdays when you were in college, you wasted your college education.
That's right. You were concerned about studying early and making good grades.
If you're studying on Saturday, you're ruining your college experience.
The other complaint, I carried binoculars so I could really watch the, you know, the interactions and the plays. And our center was showing butt cheeks through the whole game. Every time he bent over to snap the ball, the pants were down about halfway.
Lord of mercy.
Get some of that Duluth underwear stuff or something that stretches.
Other than that, it was a great game. That's the position I played, man.
Wonderful friends and great weather.
When you play center, half of your time not during the play is spent pulling everything back
up. Hey, I want to say a shout-out to Johnny Gwynn.
Hey, Johnny Gwynn.
We were trying to talk to him yesterday.
T-shirt sales were booming, man. We had to let a man make money. Man's got to make money. He's been a man.
What was Johnny Gwynn doing?
Johnny Gwynn, today's his birthday. And
birthday.
He owns Southern Fried Studios. Mm-hmm. He does a lot of podcasting stuff over there. Great, great entrepreneur he is. He is that. So.
And let's congratulate David Rasp.
On what?
Heroes Sports Bar is now old enough to drink.
They are.
You're 21 years old Wednesday.
Wow. You're right.
Yeah. And Panini Pete was the first one to put it in there. Hey, you're finally old enough to drink. But that's a great thing that David Rasp has built and, you know, owns three restaurants now and lots
great
of people work for him.
Yeah. 21 years in the restaurant business doesn't happen to everybody.
Right.
For real. But I want to also – we need to congratulate the Grand Hotel, too, because they were voted best historic hotel in America.
America.
They've done some great remodeling work down there.
It is a phenomenal place.
And, you know, they some places go in and just patch. When they go in there in that place, they do a class act job on fixing things and remodeling. That's a beautiful property. Yeah. Love that property.
Well, you know, I was working – over at Wenzel's in Fairhope years ago, and during the Arts and Crafts Festival, and they had me go over there and help out that week. And I talked to this fella up at the bar, and he's telling me about growing up with Winston Groom and all this, and knowing some of the inspirations for the character Forrest Gump. He is also the person that let me know that the Kennedy family used to vacation at Point Clear each summer. And they did that because their place had been that they loved to go was Hot Springs, Arkansas. And they got into a little trouble because one of the Kennedy boys had a little flirtation with one of the housekeepers and there was a baby involved.
Oh.
And so they moved it. And but the other part of the story is Bill Clinton's mother was a housekeeper at that same resort and Bill never knew his father. And there were always people that said, man, he looks like Teddy Kennedy. I ain't saying he's Teddy Kennedy's kid, but there's a whole lot of circumstantial evidence going on here that just makes you go, all right, man, it may not stand up in a court of law, but we know what happened here.
Yeah, just add that to your conspiracy list.
So we're in the month of November. We're coming up on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And right before Thanksgiving, there's this big wine release that comes out every year, and it's the Gamay grape.
Okay.
The Gamay Beaujolais.
Yeah.
So those are coming up.
Is that the Beaujolais Nouveau? Is that what you
Beaujolais
mean?
Nouveaus.
Love those. I know you're not a huge fan, but that is one of my favorite reds each year.
People, because it's a wine that they're trying to harvest, crush, bottle it, and get it out to the store, it's a contest they have in Beaujolais every year.
To get it out faster.
And it's fresh and new and, you know. But it does. A lot of people don't know this. They say, well, it won't be any good in a couple months. Well, that's bull crap.
Yeah.
The Beaujolais Nouveau and the Beaujolais, and I like the Nouveau better if I'm going to have one, they are age well, very well. Mm. George DeBuff proved it himself that they do age well over time.
You know, and that's the one that I drink every year is the George DeBuff. That's the one that
I that's the one that we know, that most people know about.
Yeah, I was introduced to it with it, and I've never had one that I was like, oh, well, this isn't a good year, because, you know, that doesn't happen so much anymore.
He went to the Spotted Giraffe in New York for a dinner. This has been many years ago. He went to the Spotted Giraffe. They did a dinner with Beaujolais. Mm-hmm. All right, but they were in brown bags.
Wrinkled brown bags.
You know, kind of like the Subway you see on the side of the Subway. You know, underneath the overpass.
On the curbs.
Number two. Bag number two bag.
Stop
so
it.
Anyway, so we anyway, he had these wines there, mm-hmm. and when he disclosed them at the mm-hmm. end of the tasting, they were 8 and 10 year old Beaujolais, mm-hmm. Nouveaus, mm-hmm. and so they he proved his point that these wines will age.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that a
will they age well, very well? I don't know.
Is right. that Beaujolais? Is that a type of wine or is that a label?
That's the region.
Oh, okay.
In France, the wines are named after the region
where they grow,
and the grape is usually Gamay. And
Italy, they're often named after regions. Like Chianti is
Chianti, you know, Sangiovese.
It's a Sangiovese grape,
but it comes from Chianti.
Yeah, from the Chianti region, mm-hmm. which is an okay wine until you get a red sauce with it, and that's probably the greatest wine food pairing that you can demonstrate to someone how it works.
I'm a Montepulciano or Amarone.
Now, y'all are losing me with all this foreign language.
Now, when we talk to Sangiovese, and I've told you this before, I am a big fan of what is that modern where they take the Sangiovese, they use a French technique, the Super Tuscans.
Mm-hmm.
I love a Super Tuscan. Phenomenal.
All right.
343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
Give us a holler. Just call us on there.
Yeah, just give us a
holler. We'd love to hear from you.
Just call it. Morning, fellas. How y'all?
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Chef Tawny Carter from the Prop and Gavel in Monroeville, and you're listening to The Sip and Chew.
The Sip and Chew, that's us, man. We are The Sip and Chew.
Y'all need to make the rounds with a recorder and some more of those out-of-town restaurants.
Well, we need to go to some of these
places. Because there's a lot of great places.
Yeah, we need to go to some of these places. Yeah.
Cobalt.
All they got to do is give you free food and you'll be there, right?
I'll be there.
Fisher's, great place.
I ate at Buster's the other day again.
And Brick Pit.
It was so good.
That's now the barbecue place in Robertsdale, right?
Yeah, yeah.
See, that I turned you on to.
He has great. Yes, you did.
Is that on 59?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's right where the old Greer's used to be, but I'm going to tell you. It's his brisket is something else. Mm-hmm. And he knows I like it. I like it cut in cubes. I like a little fat. I want some burnt stuff.
Did they do a brunch?
Speaking of burnt stuff,
mm-hmm.
I have mapped out our full trip now to Minot, North Dakota, and back.
The tourist mecca of the world.
First night, we're leaving after she gets off work. I don't care where we go. We're going to gas up. We're going to stay in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to make it that far, grab a hotel, sleep. The next day, we're going to get up. Drive to Kansas City.
You're going to not go down on Beale Street?
No, not going to do anything in Memphis other than sleep.
Okay.
Yeah. No time for it.
You could do that in Tupelo.
Yeah. It's not on the route.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm only staying right off the interstate. I don't want any deviation.
I hear you.
All I need is a bed that's cheap. We're going to get up the next morning. We're heading to Kansas City. I've already got it mapped out in my Google Maps.
They got crazy little women there, I hear.
I don't care. I'm going
for
burnt
ends. Oh, you already got your
ends.
One.
Burnt
ends at a place called the Smokehouse. Ooh. I've already checked it out. I'm going to get some burnt ends. They do beef and pork. The pork thing is new. The only real burnt end is brisket.
On your trip, are you going to be passing through Jackson?
Which one? There's a Jackson in every state in the U.S.
Well, Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, sure you do.
Yeah, but I ain't stopping.
Okay, because I hadn't been there since the fire went out.
Okay.
That's terrible. That's so bad that I'm old and I've never heard whatever you're referencing.
Wish I was a drinking man.
You don't listen to Johnny Cash?
Yes, I do.
I do, but I don't know that. But
Johnny and June.
But I know in Starkville, Mississippi, they'll put you in the jail for picking flowers at 2 a.m. That's a Johnny Cash song.
But, anyway, continue with your...
Yeah, so we're going to do Brisket in Kansas City, and then we'll stay the next night in Sioux City, Iowa. Mm-hmm. Get up the next morning and head on to Minot. And there
what?
To Minot, North Dakota.
Minot.
That's where we're headed. Why not Minot?
That's the town.
Yeah, town about 50,000 people.
Yeah.
On the prairie. Her sister is talking about a couple of places she wants to take us, so I'm checking them out. One of them is Souris River Brewery. Mike, this menu, I am so excited to go to this place. They have meatballs on the appetizer menu, made out of bison.
Yeah, I was going to say buffalo should be an end product.
I'm going to get some elk chili. Now, yeah. Get me some fried walleye bites.
Walleye.
It is a freshwater fish that is large. And in the northern states, especially the Great Lakes area, walleye fishing is what bass fishing is down
here. I have firsthand experience that northerners at Christmas time, when they're down here, snowbirds, they're looking for walleye at Christmas time.
And by the way, other fish. Snowbirds, there's no ice fishing down here either. Usually.
No ice down here. But yeah, you're not going to find walleye much further south than, say, Illinois. And then only the northern, I mean, it's just along the Canadian. It's a very cold water, fresh water fish. They like deep water, too. So you're not going to catch them in, you know, a river like Mobile River that's, you know, 20 feet deep. They like 100 foot. I'm anxious. I've had walleye before. I had a brother-in-law that was from Michigan and bought some and let me have some. It's a delicious fish. It's a very clean, bright flavor. Not a lot of oil, so the people that describe fish is tasting too fishy. It doesn't taste like that. But it's also not like that garbage tilapia. It actually tastes like fish.
Yeah.
And tilapia just gets me. Why do you like tilapia? Oh, because it tastes like chicken. Then just eat chicken.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to eat healthy. Well, tilapia is not healthy.
Well,
it's worse for you than bacon.
Sue, don't you get up and say, I think I'm going to go tilapia fishing today.
Yeah.
You don't do that?
No, I don't, because I don't live on the Nile River.
I was going to say they originated in Egypt.
Yeah, the name they go by over there is Nile perch.
That's my point.
But what they do from a standpoint of you have a society where the food system is failing,
mm-hmm.
tilapia are great because you can do a enclosed environment where you plant things to eat, floating on water, and put tilapia in the water. The tilapia eat some of the insects and some of the other stuff involved with the plants that you're growing to eat, and then poop, which fertilizes the plants. You can make a self-contained food system with tilapia. They're one of the better fish for that. And if you're doing it like that, you're not getting all the feed that they give tilapia that makes them so bad for you. It's still not a great fish. It doesn't taste like fish. It tastes like chicken, which means it has no flavor at all.
Not even if you put a bunch of lemon pepper and
it'll
rosemary.
Have, it'll have
and butter.
You can
but the
hide
fish
it
won't
under.
Have any flavor.
Yeah.
The flavor we have. But we ain't fans of tilapia, are we, Mike? Take your tilapia back over there to Argentina or China or wherever.
If it's not in our ecosystem here, our rivers, our water,
exactly.
Then we don't eat
it. All tilapia is raised here in the U.S. that's served. It's all grown in Florida in farm ponds where it doesn't mix with any indigenous fish.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is local.
That is an interesting
system. And that it's grown
here,
but the system that they grow with it makes it horribly unhealthy.
Yeah. I've seen it on PBS, those farms that they have. And it's interesting to watch and see how it works.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how you want it. I want that's not free range tilapia.
No.
That's not free range.
It's not wild caught.
It's not wild caught, yeah.
Yeah. And wild caught is just as important as local. Because that's what you want to look for is local wild caught. You want both of those.
If there was only flounder and snapper in the world, I could live with that.
Yeah, but you're cheating yourself because there's a whole lot better fish in that gulf than red snapper.
sea bass.
Yeah, is so good. Man, I still
but it's
like
good.
It.
I love red snapper too. But you start getting into triple tail, which is blows the door off a red snapper.
Triggerfish.
Yeah, triggerfish is unbelievable. There's so much great fish in the Gulf. And the media and people just got fixated on redfish, which is a fine fish, but there's a lot better out there.
Almost fished to extinction.
No, we're not even close.
Redfish?
Redfish got close, and now it's not. Yeah, and any redfish you get in a restaurant now is always farm-raised. It's not wild caught.
Because we're running out.
Yeah, because the black and redfish craze. No one would eat it before Paul Prudhomme said, man, if I put enough spices on this crap, it's edible. Which was the whole purpose of blackening, because I mean, redfish time, he's getting like 23 cents a pound.
One of my ex-wives, in she did blackening cooking way before Paul Prudhomme did.
Yeah,
everything was black,
but no seasoning.
She just burned it. Yeah. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Is that good?
My tea? Yeah, my tea's good. My tea's always.
It sounds like it.
You can you can call it tea if you want to, because I realize it's a family show.
That's my bubble cup.
Woo!
Yeah, and you got that Rouse's water bottle in your hand, but we both know it ain't Rouse's.
Every Vodka time water. People hear those ice cubes clink, they say, I'll drink to that.
Oh, it's Everclear. Mike's sitting there with 100% grain alcohol. Hey, man, the holidays. We're talking about the holidays now. You know what would be a great thing to do for the holidays?
What would be that?
Get like 8 or 10 of your best friends together
and
have them over to
the
house.
You hear that, what you're saying? Yeah. Because if you're not one of those 8 or 10 that were going to be invited,
you ain't a good friend.
You ain't a good friend.
So. Yeah. Anyhow. But get about 8, 10, maybe 15 people together. Just come over to your house and throw a big fancy dinner party, but you ain't got to lift a finger. You just call Mike and I, we'll take care of it.
That's it.
I'll do the cooking. He'll do the drinking. I'm sorry. He'll pick out the pairings.
I'll do the pairing.
Yeah. And he will be your host, your MC, and I'll be your kitchen monkey. Mm-hmm. But it just go to our Facebook page and hit us up there, or you can email us at sipandchew@mail.com. It's the Sip and Chew experience.
It is.
The experience.
Well, we've done a few of these. We know how to do them.
Yeah. I've got to add to that because I'm the observer from afar. But I'm going to tell you, I look forward to coming in here every Sunday morning because I enjoy you two guys, your company, and your wit.
Well, we enjoy you, Charlie.
You make us feel purdy. But the point I'm trying to get at is that you invite these two guys over to your dinner. You're going to enjoy your food and your pairings and enjoy the company.
We enjoyed listening to Charlie talk about
Mikey might even
drinking
have a joke
Arbor Mist and going hanging out at the Golden Corral.
I love Arbor Mist.
Don't go getting down on
my Arbor
Mist.
I love Arbor Mist.
I don't know you anymore.
Bear with me. It's the best thing in the world to poach pears in.
What was wrong with Boone Farm? I'm telling
you. Oh, God.
Have you tasted
it? We're spiraling.
Not lately.
We're spiraling.
When I was underage, maybe.
Ain't nobody going to hire us to come over and cook for them. it's just not the holidays. They can do it year-round.
Oh, yeah.
How do they make the arrangements for that?
I just come on Facebook, hit the message thing, go, hey, y'all, come cook, or send us an email, sipandchew@mail.com.
Mail.com.
M-A-I-L. It's actually older than Gmail. And it didn't have to be the holidays. Anniversary, a major anniversary, a 25, in your case, a 6 month, in my case, a 6 week, would be a big wedding anniversary. But come in there. We'll take care of things, you know, and hook everybody up real nice. Let everybody have a good time. Get the bellies full. I already got a little holiday menu put together. I'm fixing to send over to Mike so he can pick stuff out for it.
See, I like it when Stu sends me a list of food items, and then it's a challenge to me because I've got to try to pair the wines to go with these.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a guy. I'm not going to pair just Chardonnay and Cabernet.
In
the usual stuff.
Okay.
I like to pick out the funky stuff. like Viogniers.
Well, something that people will remember and talk about it for eons to come.
Gewürztraminer. And also, Gewürztraminer is the best holiday wine you can buy.
Gewürztraminer. Gotta get, just ask for a Gert.
Well, it's spicy and it's
It goes well with almost everything you're cooking at Christmas time. And like gossip, kitchen gossip, you know, when you get the family together, talk about who didn't show
up. All right. All right. One last break. Callahan's Irish Social Club text line 343 alt 1 alt 6.
And we brewed extra coffee. How come you haven't shown up on the phone?
Chicken, ice cream, fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh. I like chicken. I like fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh. I don't like.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
What's up, Rob? Lucky Irish Pub and Grill. You're listening to Sippin' Chew with Mike and Stu.
Hey, Lucky Irish Pub and Grill was out there yesterday at the old brunch fest.
They were.
I saw old Rob. Bill Finch messaged us in real quick to set me straight on something. On this
and
wall.
And you need some setting
this,
straight.
I do. I do. Heather has done a wonderful job getting me in line, but I'm even too much for her sometimes. Bill messaged in to let us know that there are actually two species of walleye that are native to Alabama, and they even run into Mobile Bay. Said the state record walleye is a little greater than 10 pounds.
Wow.
It's just not as popular here. And when I see the state record is around 10 pounds, and I look at Michigan, which is probably around 60, you know, that's where the cold water thing comes in. I would guess that is, and they've got a lot of competition down here that, you know, like alligator gar and alligators for the food source that they don't have up there.
Why? Is it too cold for alligators?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
But,
you never hear about that.
Let's think again our sponsors.
Yes, because we mentioned Tony and Bob's Downtown Diner and Deborah at Hall's Meats earlier in the show.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for them,
there wouldn't be us.
We wouldn't be us.
Yeah, we would not exist.
But thank you for our sponsors, Bob's Downtown Diner at the corner, Fat and Happy.
Yeah, good old Hall Sausage there at Chickasaw, Alabama.
And who sponsors
the Iroquois?
And who sponsors the text line, Mike? And,
yeah, it's Callahan Social Club.
We got it.
Text line
twice in a month. That's okay. Twice in a month, you got to ride.
Great music. And I just found out too that we sell a wine called Le Bistro Beaujolais that I'm told by Susie Cox with Kane's Piggly Wiggly that is, and she knows her stuff.
Yeah,
she probably knows more than I do right now at this point in my life because I'm downloading out of my mind, taking stuff out of my mind I don't use anymore. But she says it is the best. It's Kane's, not Kane's, I'm sorry, Manning's Piggly Wiggly.
Okay.
And she knows her stuff. She is the wine person at Piggly Wiggly.
Fairhope, right?
All of them. She's over all of them. She knows it. She knows her stuff.
We got a call. This man wants to talk fish, and he may be an expert because he lives on Fish River. John, how you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm trying to get by, but you were talking about tilapia earlier.
Yeah.
let me let you in on a little secret here. There was a tilapia farm over here outside of Magnolia Springs. They commercially raised tilapia.
You're doing past tense, John.
Smelling place you've ever driven by.
It was a what? Worst smelling place?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That food they give them is awfully heinous. and that is why they're not a healthy fish. It's the feed that they are given.
Oh, no. Well, they're, you know, tilapia is worse than catfish.
It's worse than bacon.
Tilapia is just...
pound for pound, it has more cholesterol than bacon.
Really?
Yeah, yes. But bacon tastes good.
Yeah, bacon tastes good. Now, that is not to say that tilapia tastes bad.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, tilapia doesn't taste bad. It doesn't taste. It is flavored neutral.
I found it to be a very strong tasting fish. It's just a very unpleasant flavor.
Yeah, it tastes like chicken.
No, it tastes like tilapia.
So are you guys saying that if you're a restaurateur right now hearing this, that you should gather up all your menus and get a magic marker and go scratch them off?
Yeah, because you can go to any restaurant and when you sit down to eat, you order fish, I've seen it in restaurants around here. They put tilapia on the plate, and I refuse to eat it.
Yep, just same here.
Cannot get myself
and
to eat it.
And honestly, man, if I go into a Gulf Coast seafood restaurant and I see shway on the menu in any form, Pangasia, any of the names that come up, I'm not going back. I'm not going to eat any of your seafood. You should not have that food on your menu in the Gulf South if you are trying to be a seafood restaurant.
Exactly.
You know, get that garbage off.
Brim on the menu at a lot of restaurants.
You can't get crappy. Brim is a game fish, and you cannot harvest it commercially.
That's
same as bass.
Yeah. But one thing I did by accident, I went to a fish fry one time many, many years ago, and they were frying flounder, and my flounder wasn't quite cooked enough. So
it's cooked the second it comes out of the water.
Pardon me?
It's cooked the second it comes out of the water. You don't need nothing.
Flounder?
All of it. All seafood is perfect when it comes out of the water. A little soy sauce, a little rice.
Raw flounder or brim.
Yeah.
But what I did was to finish it off, I put it on this big wood fire smoker that they had cooked some stuff on. And I put the smoke to that flounder and finished it off. My gosh, that was the best fish. And then I started doing it with brim.
I don't know why people don't smoke fish more,
especially
here.
Mullet. Mullet has got a real strong, it's got a lot of fish oil in it. So
a lot of
people
oil,
don't care for mullet.
I do.
I love mullet. But it is probably the best smoked fish I've ever had in my life.
I just love smoked fish, period.
I used to have it. I think the state said you can't smoke fish anymore in Alabama.
I think you have to be 19. Oh, fish. Okay.
We used to be able to buy it anyway.
All right. Well, John, I'm going
to wrapped and ready to go.
I'm going to throw something in here, and you might get in on it. There's this big debate, and now that it's November and it's back, who's got the better chicken sandwich, Chick-fil-A or Popeyes? And I finally had the Popeyes. Chick-fil-A doesn't have anything on their menu that is anywhere near as good as that sandwich. And anyone that's going to side with Chick-fil-A wants
them with my presence yet to try it out.
But that being said, that is a fine chicken sandwich at Popeyes.
It is. I'm going to take your word on that.
It is well beyond anything Chick-fil-A is capable of. The bun, the chicken, the sauce, it's all
miles.
I'm
afraid of getting body slammed or stabbed if I go to Popeyes and order a chicken sandwich.
But that being said,
that's been happening.
The best fried chicken sandwich on this planet is the Mobtown Hot Chicken at Squid Ink because, number one, it is made out of the only piece of chicken that should ever be used for a chicken sandwich, and that's thigh meat.
That's the what?
Thigh. The second you put breast on there, you have just taken. Yeah. What's the worst part of the chicken? The beak. Okay. What's the second worst part? The breast. Let's make everything out of breast meat. Yeah.
The claws aren't too good.
I don't know, man. And the Mexican market's got a whole lot of claws in there, so certainly chicken feet work. But that Mobtown chicken, son, whoo, that is a fantastic sandwich.
In Louisiana, they use the chicken feet to hang over the door.
Oh, well, that's a voodoo thing.
Yeah.
But, come on. I've never seen that.
I have.
I've seen the Ziploc bags with water hanging over the door.
With a penny in it?
No, just water.
I've seen chicken feet tied up in a bundle hanging over a doorway.
Is this at all your popular restaurants?
Not your popular ones, at
people's houses.
That Ninth Ward is a crazy place. Boy, they know how to party.
Lord of mercy.
Hey, John, what you wish Hero Sports Bar and Grill? Happy 21st birthday.
Happy 21st birthday, Heroes.
There you go.
And there's a place down there I need to go check out. It's got a big beer can collection. Mike ought to know about that.
But on about Beer Garden?
No, it's a guy with a pickup
truck. It's near there, yeah. They have a real big beer can collection like I do, or bigger than mine.
That's
and I'm gonna check that out.
All right, we got to wrap it up, John. Why don't you say the magic word?
Provolone, everyone.
And Baba Ganoush.
And Baba Ganoush.
Folks, we got to wrap it up here. We gotta head on out of here.
Let us come cook for you.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, get out there, support local, be local, think local, smell local, and all that stuff.
Earn Mike, your tips.
Say something profound for the people.
How about provolone?
Provolone it is.
Provolone. Be happy. Make